Thank you, Jesus. Blessed in so, so many ways. Amen. Hallelujah. I know that He's sustained us through so much this year. And I know that there has been challenges, but God is faithful. Amen. And He's been good, and He will always be good. Amen. One of the things I feel that have marked this year is the pursuit of His presence. I sense such a grace to pursue Him this year. And I know that there's more. Anyone? Yeah. Amen. And more grace to pursue. More grace. Would you turn with me to Psalm 100? Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. It says, enter His gates with thanksgiving. Verse 4, enter His gates with thanksgiving. Go into His courts with praise. Give thanks to Him and praise His name. For the Lord is good. His unfailing love continues forever. And His faithfulness continues to each generation. Amen. In the Passion Translation, you can pass through His open gates. He says, you can pass through His open gates with the password of praise. Right into His presence with thanksgiving. And that's what we've been enjoying this morning. You see, this is present tense. This isn't something that we have to put off into the future. This is now. This is right now. Amen? Even right in this moment, if you began to praise God from your heart, you're going somewhere. Amen? You go somewhere. Oh, bless the Lord. Someone got that. Hallelujah. You can go into His courts with praise. Give thanks to Him. Give thanks to Him. Come bring your thank offering. I'll go back to the Passion. Come bring your thank offering to Him and affectionately bless His beautiful name. We're here thanking Him for this incredible year that we've had. But do you know, as we enter into that place of thanksgiving, we can't help but progress into the more. Anyone hungry for more? Yeah? For Yahweh is always good and ready to receive you. What's He saying? He's ready to receive you into His presence. He's so loving that He will amaze you. So kind that it will astound you. This is the place that He's welcoming us into. This is a place that He's inviting us into. And he is famous for His faithfulness towards all. Someone say all. That means me. Turn to someone and say, that means you. Yeah? Everyone knows our God can be trusted, for He keeps His promises to every generation. Oh, bless the Lord. You know, whenever you study the tabernacle, you'll find that there is a progression into the presence of the Lord. Amen? Oh, hallelujah. Whenever you study it, you'll see there is a progression. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen? You can go right through the gates with thanksgiving. You're invited to come right through the gates. Amen? And into His courts with praise. There's an invitation going out. Right, into His courts with praise, then into the Holy of Holies through the blood of Jesus. Oh, hallelujah. You enter in through the gates. Right, He's saying, come in. I have provided a way for you to come into My presence. Bless the Lord. You know, we do it His way. He's God. He's our King. He's our God. And He gets to have His way in how we enter into His presence. Amen? He gets to call it. Amen? Oh, hallelujah. And here He's provided a way. What's He saying? Give thanks. Did anyone sense the presence of God in the house this morning? Bless the Lord. Me too. Me too. He is here now. You can go right through the gates with thanksgiving, into his courts with praise, and then into the Holy of Holies. Hallelujah. You know, the beginning of relationship is understanding that his presence is him. His presence is him. If you're sensing his presence is him. You're sensing him. Oh, hallelujah. In this scripture here, he's revealing how we are to approach him and experience his presence. Some would say, well, I never experience his presence. I don't want this. Here he's saying, hey, this is how you experience my presence. You go right through the gates with thanksgiving. You begin to thank him. Amen? Has anyone got anything to thank God for? Amen? And when we begin to thank him, we have access into his presence. Amen? Someone says, I can't. You begin to thank him and you have access. He's saying, I'm the one who's leading you. I'm the one who's showing you the way. Bless the Lord. You know, if we get this, if we begin to get this, and I believe this is, wow, what's happening now? It's what's happening. It's what we're going to enter into next year. And I don't want to go too far because I want to bring the New Year message. But we're going to enter right into his presence with thanksgiving and into his courts with praise. Amen. His praises will be continually on our lips. And you know what happens when that happens? You never have lack. You never lack anything to praise him for. Because in his presence is fullness of joy. You begin to live a joy-filled life. Amen? Oh, hallelujah. And at his right hand, pleasure forevermore. Amen? The pleasure of the Lord forevermore. You begin to experience what it's like to experience the pleasure of the Lord, knowing that he is well pleased with you. Oh, bless the Lord. Amen? Someone's excited. It wasn't going to go this way, but it is. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Someone say hallelujah. Amen. Here he is revealing if this scripture, if you make it your own, as you see the scriptures as an invitation to experience what he is saying to you. He says, you can experience my presence. All day, every day, I want to create a culture that you can live in and day out, in your homes, and that's where it begins. I said, that's where it begins. You can create an atmosphere where you're experiencing the presence and the pleasure of God every day of your life. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. You know, I've sensed of late, particularly the end part of this year, my own testimony has been, it's like this thanksgiving rising up for everything. Man, I'm running around thanking him for birds and trees and everything. And it's like this, wow, wow. My family, I feel like the richest woman on earth. And I am. Yeah. And it's like, what is this? And the lights went on. That's really good when the light goes on. And it's a grace that he's imparted into my life to give thanks so that I can embrace his presence because I want more of him. I want more of his presence. And he's saying, Kim, this is the way you get more of me. I'm releasing a grace into your life that is stirring up thanksgiving so that as you continually give thanks, you're going to experience the more and more and more of my presence. Oh, come on. And I'm releasing it now. I'm releasing it now. A grace for thanksgiving. He says, I'm releasing a grace that you will be, my praise will be on your lips and you will not be able to be silent. And that everything will pale into insignificance. Amen? Because you'll be living a praise-filled life. He says, find something to praise me for. Just begin. You see, we're saved by grace through faith. So if we take a hold of by faith this word that we're hearing this morning, we take a hold of it and we begin to step by faith into thanksgiving, what will happen? We will experience the grace that I'm talking about, because it's by grace through faith. Through faith, you enter into this grace that I'm talking about through faith. Shakaravranda selevede. Is this too full on for the last Sunday of the year? Amen. Because he has a gift of grace to give you. And if you begin to thank him, if you begin to praise him, if you begin to take a hold of this word and say, this is an invitation for me to live in the presence of God, the experiential knowledge of God. I was going to get testimonies and prophecies up. I had a good plan. You see, we don't choose, you know, the Lord's King, right? And he chooses how we enter into his presence. Yeah? He chooses. He gets to choose. Amen? We can't choose the way we approach him, but we can choose to do it his way. We can't get to choose the way we approach him. He says you enter in to his gates with thanksgiving and into his courts with praise. And we don't get to choose the way, but we can choose his way. We can make a choice to do it his way. And when we make a choice to do it his way, it's a powerful choice. Amen? Because we actually enter in by invitation into the promise that he is giving us. Amen? Bless the Lord. Bless the Lord. Hallelujah. This psalm is talking about his goodness, his unfailing love. He's talking about generational blessing. He's saying, enter into gates with thanksgiving and into his courts with praise. Give thanks to him. And praise his name, for the Lord is good. Someone say he's good. Yeah? His unfailing love continues forever, and his faithfulness continues to each generation. Thanks is given when it comes out of your mouth. You see, someone say, I'm thankful in my heart. In my heart, God knows that I'm thankful. But you say, no, give it to me. Give me the thanks. Yeah, but I'm thankful. He knows my heart. I'm a quiet person. I'm just, you know, like I pray inwardly. No, he's saying, give me thanks. Give it to me. Go on, give it to me. You give it to him through your mouth. Amen? Your thanks is released out of your mouth. You give him praise. This is what he's talking about here. Amen? Praise is given, thanks is given when it comes out of your mouth. The mouth is the gate or the entrance point. Hallelujah. What I'm saying is, this is the way we finish the year and this is the way we start it. With my mouth open. I'm not actually, you know, it's really nice to do it, and it was a nice tidy little message and a nice tidy little thing for the end of the year, and fold it all up and package it all up. Amen? Let's just rip it open. And keep it open. It's not the way you do it, Kim. Never mind. Never did know how to do it. Whew. This is the way we live our lives in his presence. It's what David said. He said, your presence be my dwelling place. That your presence be the place I live. You know, he's saying, I want you to live this way. I don't want you to visit me every now and again. I want to be a dwelling place. Amen? I want to open the door. I want you to come through the gate. I want you to come through the door, and I want you to live in my house. And I want to live in yours. Amen? That my presence will be your dwelling place. Amen? Hallelujah. Lifestyle. God wants our homes to be filled with his presence. Thankfulness actually reveals his goodness. You know, you can be surrounded by his faithfulness. He wants to surround us with his faithfulness. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Surrounded by the faithfulness. So many testimonies. I'm hearing so many people saying, just it's not stopping, but I'm seeing this welling up in the church of gratitude and thankfulness and noticing what God is doing. Do you know, I believe he wants to unveil our eyes. I believe that his goodness is being covered. Amen? He'll do something in our lives, but then all the circumstances come and begin to cover it or crowd it out. It's a little bit like I think sometimes about the 10 lepers where the one came back and thanked Jesus for his healing. And the others didn't. I was just meditating on it, and I'm thinking, you know, when that one came back and thanked Jesus for healing him of leprosy, Jesus said, your faith has made you whole. In other words, coming back and giving thanks, you have been brought into a place of completeness. In other words, total redemption. You know, if you'd lost your family or your job or your children or whatever, or your nose, because leprosy eats away at the flesh, I believe what he said was, you have, through your thanksgiving, have been made whole. But, you know, I was meditating on those 9 that didn't come back and give thanks. And I'm thinking, I wonder if they were distracted by the fact that they still had scars, that they still had an estranged family, that they still felt like an outcast. They weren't whole, so they were looking at the stuff and didn't give thanks. That's just what I was seeing in it. And, you know, that's what can happen. We can say, oh, well, yeah, you know, like this happened and, you know, like God restored this, but there's still restored one of my children, but there are other children that are not restored yet, and I'm looking at the other children and it's distracting me from giving thanks to him so he can do a whole work, a complete work. Amen? Oh, come on. Amen? And desiring that we would actually see that other child restored to the family. Amen? And rejoice when we see that one that's been restored. Rejoice when we see that one. I'm just going for the one, because if I can get the one, oh, come on. Amen. If I begin to celebrate on the basis of what he has said to me, on the basis of what he has spoken to me through his word, if I begin to celebrate just because I've heard Jesus speak to me through his word, amen. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, come on, church. Hallelujah. If I just begin to celebrate on the basis of I've heard him speak. He said to me, I can, go through the gates when I begin to thank him. When I begin to thank him, I can just get through that gate. I just go through that gate, because that'll lead me to praise. That'll lead me right into the Holy of Holies. Amen. That thankfulness is taking me somewhere. Amen. Oh, I can think of so many examples. Oh, Holy Spirit, just show us. Celebrate the one. Celebrate the one thing. Give thanks for what he has done. Celebrate the cross. Celebrate that the fact that you could get here today and worship him. Just take that bread, this manna that he's giving today is the bread of life, and it leads you to life. Amen? And he's breathing by his spirit freshness on it, this fresh manna, opening eyes and opening ears. Amen? Change the atmosphere of your home. It starts there. Then what happens at home begins to happen corporately. Thanksgiving is the front door to the house of God. Praise ushers in the habitation. Praise will will change the atmosphere of our city and the atmosphere of our nation. We declare his praises. We declare the might of God. Someone say, my God is mighty. My God is mighty. Great is the Lord and greatly to be praised. Don't you love that? Great is the Lord and greatly to be praised. Go with me to Psalm 145. Oh, this is so good. This is so yummy. Hey, come on. Come on. Psalm 145, verse 2. We're talking about thanking the Lord for this year. Thanking the Lord for his mighty works. Let's start at verse 2. Every day I will bless you. Hear that? Every day I will bless you. Respond to the invitation because there's a grace to bless him every day. Every day I will bless you. And I will praise your name forever and ever. Can we get that scripture up? Psalm 145, verse 2, number 3. Great is the Lord and greatly to be praised. And his greatness is unsearchable. In other words, it's never going to come to an end. It can't come to an end. One generation shall praise your works to another and shall declare your mighty acts. I will meditate on the glorious splendor of your majesty and on your wondrous works. Men shall speak of the might of your awesome acts, and I will declare your greatness. They shall utter the memory of your great goodness and shall sing of your righteousness. The Lord is gracious and full of compassion, slow to anger and great in mercy. The Lord is good to all, and his tender mercies are over all his works. Someone say all his works. All your works shall praise you, O Lord. And your saints shall bless you. They shall speak of the glory of your kingdom and talk of your power, to make known to the sons of men his mighty acts and the glorious majesty of his kingdom. Your kingdom is an everlasting kingdom, and your dominion endures throughout all generations. Wow, bless the Lord. Bless the Lord. Let's drop down to 21. It says, my mouth shall speak the praise of the Lord. That's what the psalmist is doing. He's talking about the greatness of God from one generation to another. He's declaring his mighty acts. He says, declare them. What are you declaring? Declare his mighty works. Amen? Declare his mighty, declare, look what the Lord has done. Open my eyes that I might see, Lord, your wondrous works. Amen? Open my eyes that I can see your glory, your majesty. Open my eyes. Here he says, my mouth shall speak the praise of the Lord, and all flesh shall bless his holy name forever and ever. We're called to bless his holy name. Not every now and again, forever and ever. Amen? Hallelujah. Bless the Lord. Bless the Lord. Thank you, Father. No more I am thankful and the Lord knows I am. Remember that the Lord means that we get to choose. We don't get to choose how we thank him or how to get into his presence. He does. He's the Lord and he leads us. Amen? He's the one who leads. We surrender. We surrender. I love the way we sing that song, I Surrender All. We need to be careful singing that song. Do we really? You know, I like to be integral when I sing a song to the Lord. Do we really? I surrender all. I surrender all. Do we really? Surrender all. Maybe make it a faith statement. Amen. We surrender. We get to go in His way. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. He is great, and He wants great praise to come forth out of the instruments of our mouth. And some would say, as I heard them say, it's been a tough year. Yep. Start to thank Him on the basis for who He is. Start to thank Him on the basis of who He is. He wants to manifest Himself, and He chooses how to do it and when to do it and to who to do it to. Ezekiel 46, 9 tells us that we enter through in worship. We enter through, if you read it through, it's amazing. You can, and I'll just pull this bit out of it. We enter through the north gate, and they had to go out through the south gate. In other words, they came in through the north, weren't allowed to go out back out the north gate. They had to go out through the south gate, meaning that they won't go out the same way as they came in. When we enter into that gate with thanksgiving, we're not going to go out the same way we came in. We will never be the same. When we enter into a life of praise and thanks, amen, we will never be the same. In a good way. In a good way. In a great way. Amen. Bless the Lord. Give me a wave if you're getting this. Hallelujah. So we're entering out. Oh. We're entering in and we're entering out. We entered into 2025 one way. And we're not going out of this year the same. I said we're not going out of this year the same. I declare it now, right now in Jesus' name. If some of you got to catch up now. Catch up right now. The grace is in the atmosphere, mate. It's been released in the atmosphere. It's released in the atmosphere. Catch up right now. Because you're not going out into 2026 the same. Amen. From glory to glory. From glory to glory. I've got more next week. Bless the Lord. Bless the Lord. Bless the Lord. Bless the Lord.